Well, here we are, February, March, April, May, June, July. It's been about 4 months since that first segment there. And, you know, I'm no artist. I'm trying to do the best I can on this. But I'll say the reason that I am so amazed with President Trump is that things that he has accomplished, and I'll say it again, it was first step. You know, you'll have a lot of people in the history books that are going to be telling their kids about this, about what President Trump did. Okay, it was historical. And again, if you don't know what I'm talking about, well then, catch up. The next one was the prison reform, and I thought I was getting closer to me. I was really hoping. I'm like, okay, but prison reform was basically get them out. Men want to work. If a man can work, he can overcome anything. You got a job, you can overcome anything. Physically, most everything. I mean, I can guarantee it. That is 100% truth from a carpenter. You carpenters out there know what I mean. So you can't tell me we can't fix this. You can't tell me that it's just going to be this bullshit. These children are dying. You've got to tell. Yeah, no, it's time to stop it. I mean, you know, you just want to take some donations. Put me on a bike. I'll go ride with some brothers. I mean, I'd love to go cowboying. Gotta die of something. But here's what the real truth is. It's a lot of people. I mean, I don't even know who the real other side is completely. I mean, I'm thinking the teachers are in good hands with us. I mean, I don't look at history and say yes. I say I'll give it all my heart. I'll make sure that they all make the appropriate amount. I think it was 60,000 a couple years ago. It could be higher. But once you stop all this thieving and you restructure the school system to where it fits them, you know, angels are busy. You shouldn't have to, you know, be such a tight ass with them. And, you know, administrators from schools are just, you know, really, a lot of things you wear must be tight. I don't know. It's just, you do it for the money, the recognition, okay, that's fine. Your whole culture has gone to the dogs. So you don't matter anymore. But those institutions do, because we built them, kind of like a municipality. That's a good try, isn't it? And so, yeah, once you pan it all out, I mean, if your rancher's paying his taxes to the schools where his kids are going to school, and, you know, that's all we ask. We're just sick and tired of, you know, getting that money and doing something else to him and costing him more money. And, you know, our ranching's down in this country. And I'm not convinced that's good or bad. I say it's 13 bucks a pound. It's definitely bad. I mean, don't worry about my health if it comes to beef. If the boys, you know, can't do it, then hand me down from family, they said. They said, you know, it's from family. You know, you can't get in the cattle business because it just comes from family. Okay, well, you're going to get your lands cut. We're going to cut back. I want some of that land. I'm going to grow some beef. Okay? That's what it's all about. And I do want to do that. So you need to help us. We'll help you. Or we're going to, I want to go into the cattle business. I want to eat steak. I like red meat. My dog likes red meat. You know, you hold it over our heads like it's red meat. The next thing is that once you get all those monies and you balance, like I say, there's people that aren't even paying that need to pay in the system. And when you look at the association out here on the millions a year, lots of money that is never seen. And they've been coveting that pretty tightly because it's like, you know, and why they said they gave 3,000 tons of, 3,000 yards of gravel to the county, I don't know why they would do that, but that's how reckless they've been. But I can add it up for you here at Spring Creek real quick. Once you put those tax dollars to use, that your property taxes, just hear your property taxes, you know, Elko, you know, okay, we're not going to combine whatever we have to do. So we become a city. And we do it because we can, because we have some smart people around here. There's smart people up there on that board. They don't have any rules. You know, they're like kids in a, you know, devil's candy shop. And so, but there's people that they know these. I mean, there's got to be a lot of people that can run an association, although none of them are stepping up. But yeah, we've got to clean the house here. So I don't want, you know, working people, you know, cut your losses, get your lots tightened up, get off each other's lands. Got to open those green belts up, get your fences moved back, because if not, they're going to get nailed. You know, everything that's gone on here is not just a casual, you guys just broke the rule. It's called, in real estate, there's one thing I've always known. A piece of property comes with a title. It comes with a lot of things. And it is not your place to break it up and destroy people that have put these things in place. The rules are there. Whether they're challenged or not, you have to challenge them. You know, I'm not the only one to tell you. You have to go through the process too, like everyone else. Now, you're going to tell me you did. And I'd prefer you didn't. Okay, because if you did, and you tell me you didn't, somebody did, and it never got approved because it can't happen. A lot of things that weren't supposed to happen. I don't know what you guys, you know, how strong you think your groupie document. I don't know what it is you guys have that's going to show up in court, but I want to see it because, you know, we're going to go one fell swoop through this association. And it's kind of like a school project of mine. When I submit it to the president of the United States and he goes, huh, yeah, pretty significant. You know, when it goes federal, which it should be, and it is because of AIG and Core X, and the fact that you guys, I told you to stop this. And you're not. You're not stopping the water bill. Let alone the things you've done. Dissecting, adding, reconfiguring. You can't sell our green belt to someone. And you got to get the water cleaned up. What a mess. There's trash in the ponds, trash. You know, it's just kind of not even managed here. The way you would expect it. We don't need any of you. We don't need any of the shop. There's other jobs for you guys. We don't need it. It may be coming back. I don't know. We have to look at everything. But you guys, we don't need the payroll. It's time that we improve our association as intended, that we become a community. I, you know, every hour I put into my property, you guys are kicking me in the nuts for it. It's like, well, who do you think you are? Okay, that's the guilt. That's the really sick part about this. You really don't think that far ahead. Your mind doesn't really grasp the fact that there's other people besides you. Not, you know, not the 40, 50, 60, 80, 100, 3,000, 10,000, whatever. I hope it's not more than 10,000 around here. Okay, I mean, Dad, you guys are just not seeing this. You're going to have to break this loose. And that gas company, you guys are not going to get it done again. You cannot enslave communities with utility companies that lie and cheat and steal. They lie and cheat and steal. I have proof of it. I have proved it. It is in depositions. It's in the records that they are liars. They are thieves. And yet you allow them to continue to they got out of that because of you, Sisolak. You let them loose on that order I had that said they were outside their tariffs and they could not do any work. There's a lot of names for you, but for you to let them do that. First of all, I'm kind of happy because I got you personally. Okay. Besides the elderly services, we don't know how involved you were from the Vegas area nine years ago. I hope it wasn't much, or maybe it wasn't your wife. I don't know. But there's something there when it comes to how they took her away from me. Abruptly tried to, again, destroy me and missed because, well, mama just says duck, bastards. So I'd like some answers, Aaron Ford. Like, I mean, I don't think you're in that position because you're there to, you know, see he's doing the right thing. So I don't know why I would ever talk to you. I mean, out of disrespect, I'm going to tell you, attorney generals like you, I don't know about you. I don't know. I can say this. You don't, you know, from one felon to another. Does the criminal justice reform mean a damn thing to you? And it doesn't. And I say, get the hell out of the state. You're not want. Okay, you may have a lot of friends in Vegas. That's fine. But I'll bet you, when we're done up here, in Northern Nevada, you guys will be under exactly what you need to be. We'll control you. Okay. Remember, Carson City's the actual place that controls the state. And I think that if you, somehow you believe that the money in and money out of that in Las Vegas is going to just go on like normal, you're wrong. You already know it's not. It's stopped. I mean, I have no clue what's going on. But I'll tell you, you shouldn't have done it. You should have stole so much money from the Americans. The American people. And now destroying our economy. Well, you ain't destroyed it. You should turn it off for a bit. But you're killing people. I had this ugly dream, nightmare, that when the 70 and 70, and that was Cuomo, the New York, I want to be careful here, governor, or was the mayor, or it's his brother in the CNN, God, I hate to even think of these guys, walked those elderly people into the hospitals, into the old folks, not infirmaries, they were homes, walked them in, and they all, it killed them all, and I think, whatever reason I have a block on this, it's 700. I hope it's maybe 7,000. So I don't think, but it may be 70,000 elderly people died in New York. Now, that's a lot. And I don't know what the statistics are, nor do I say that's complete truth because of the mouths that were speaking it. You have to figure it's never true. But is there anything that we could use? A lot of people died. I'm pissed like no other because what they did to me here in Elko County. And it's shameful that they're going to have to add this on their rack of, they're going to lose a lot of buildings over this shit. But I just think it's embarrassing because you guys can't handle it. Okay, and if you can't handle the real estate, other people are. Okay, we'll play this little game of... Monopoly, and it's my role. I want a grand jury. I want someone to pay attention to what you sons of bitches did to me. The whole big picture we're talking here. I keep dilly-dallying around, and I'm telling you, it needs to be dealt with. These people need to go through the process. They need to be arrested. They need to be bailed out. It needs to be a very hefty bail, enough to pay me good money if they take off, okay? But get these. This is not going to fix things if you people don't fess up to what you did to me and what you've done to other people. I don't know how many I'm going to get on that one, but it's like you just spit on Ben Lesbo's grave every time you do these things. And you think I'm being harsh? When people realize, it's a very embarrassing thing when you have to look at yourself and say that you made decisions that you knew were wrong or made, I'm going to say, if you didn't, you do now. You cannot enslave people. You cannot do what you do to people that are equal to you, equal in justice, equal in everything. They're a little slow like me. Hey, I think I can get benefits for that. But the point is that you might get into situations where you have to make a choice. If it's good for you, then you do it. I just suggest one thing, that you change that thought. Everybody that may hear this or think it or feel it, you need to change the way you think. It's not about if it was good for you. Is it good for them? Is it good for the situation? Is it good for the Lord? Why don't you put your ass, you guys just need your asses beat. Discipline breeds love. And I'm thinking, you got a lot of love coming. Now, I just don't think anybody really enjoys doing what you're doing. I hope you don't. If you do, could you tell us? That way we can put you in a different line. But we would really appreciate it because I think that our president's willing to help anybody in this country. Well, maybe not Rosie O'Donnell, but I'll pick up that one. I'll take one for team. But everyone that's... a lost soul I'm talking to you, you anti, you fascist. You're not that. You're Antifa. You know, pick it. If you pick the name, that's fine. You want to go down the history books, you're there. But do you want to be history quicker? I mean, quit this shit, please, would you? If you want to live among us, I mean, you'll probably like me. We'll meet you on some things. I don't know what you guys want. I mean, kind of not clear. I mean, can't overthrow our government. I mean, you can try. I mean, that'd be stupid of you, but you can't keep doing what you're doing. You hurt more people. You know, eventually, we're going to be there. We're migrating towards those places that are hot. I don't want to show up. I don't know. I don't think any American wants to, because it's another person's state. It's another governor that has a state that he's entrusted by his people of a state to protect. Makes it tough for me to sit over here and watch the drugs come out of Utah like no other. And not if, you know, and I keep wondering, I keep going, well, got rid of Pitts, what happened? You know, this vicious game they have out there, I mean, stop it. You know, how does it work? I mean, I know, you know, we knew Vegas has got a great airport. It, you know, days are a little hot, so I'd probably cut back on the satchels of greenbacks. But yeah, I hope that's going well for you out there. Liberal elite, wonderful people that are looking at getting every, I think of all, more, there's more countries that already have their eyes open. And America's going to get their eyes opened. I'm doing the best I can. I know a lot of people that have been spending decades doing it, trying to get this done. But it's been nothing like what happened this time. And I'm not taking anything away from anything, but guess what? You got caught. Would you think we all went away? You think God was just kind of playing around? Or maybe you just thought we were all nuts. And we just used him as a scapegoat. Well, that's not the case. Not now. Not where, I don't know. I know where I come from. I'm Suffolk, England. You know, I know that my grandfather, my great-grandfather's grandfather, I think a great, 1832 from Suffolk, England. And Mr. Daines brought with him 10 daughters and 12 sons. And they, from the Church of the Nazareth. That's, you know, something you learn in life and say, well, that's as close as I can get. I'm going to take it. So you guys need to get good with God if you can. But this pedophile thing and this, you know, it's going to burn. And I'm sorry to say, I have no compassion. I have no sympathy for any of you that have continued to do what you've done to us. These people, these children. I mean, you're killing children. You're killing children. And Hillary Clinton, I'll never forgive you for anything you've done, including that. Boy, you just have a pocket of nothing. You do. I mean, I don't know what you do every day. And I'm sorry to even talk like this, but you didn't look bad for the hearing, but you sure didn't do good for the hearing. You just, you know, you need to just shut up. No one wants to hear you've gone through this through your head. Everyone can tell you can't answer the questions. You wouldn't know who the gentleman, what their names were. Even at this point in the game, you couldn't remember everyone's name. That means you didn't pay attention to Benghazi, because you had that server and those emails diverted. The ones that were asking you for help. So, you know, when they were murdering them, and they didn't just murder them quickly. You know what happened there, Hillary Clinton. Now you do. And you want to think that we don't know that you had the servers, and you broke the law. You broke the law. Like, it's called treason. And I, you know, the last lady in Nevada that got hung, I think, I just, come on over, because you are a criminal, and you are everything. I hope Chelsea does not become, because I think there's some goodness left in her. I don't know where it went with you and Bill. I think he's getting his. Sorry, Lord, but enough of that. I don't want you to pick on you, but if you get away with this, I just want to know how. You really do, because I cannot come to terms with this stuff, that the what they've done. I mean, I know time takes time. I do understand that. But you, you know, there's so many people that, good people, you know, shot in the back, middle of Washington, you know. They're just, you're the SWAT. I mean, Bill Clinton's flying drugs in the 70s, 80s. Everybody's doing coke back then. You know, that's and you know how I know that? Because that's what they tried to rack me for in my little hometown. I'm like, you're not going to believe the story when you hear it. Because I'm like, you guys thought I was, you know, they said I was doing a kilo a week across my bar. Well, you know what? I laughed. I mean, that was not what I was doing at all. And nobody will tell you I was doing anything else. Other than they said there was, they broke my door down and there was marijuana in my house. Enough they could, you know, I still haven't seen it, which doesn't really matter. I pled guilty. I'm like, it's my house. I'll take the money. You know, I smoked some weed. I finally, you know, found out there's something to it at my age of 33. Wow. And I carried on to find a Ziploc. This was funny. Ziploc. With white powder or residue. Flash positive for methamphetamine. And then a pipe and zigzags. It was a no-knock warrant. They literally, yeah, I mean, my wooden case, I mean, I had a house built in 82, 83, 1996. They decided, they know I lived there. They know I had a phone. They know, you know, it's not like they couldn't get a hold of me. It's not, I mean, you want to talk to me? I've always been available. So, why the no-knock warrant? You'll have to ask them. What'd they come for? Well, the warrant said about somebody saying a large quantity of marijuana was there at Mr. Hunt's house. You know, I know I wasn't there. They couldn't have said I was there because I wasn't there a week before that. So here's my problem. Just the marijuana, but they took my riches. They took 16 videotapes, VHS tapes of my family, probably some from the bar. I don't, you know, there's various ones. And most of all, why would they have to break into my mother's china hutch? Because I couldn't find the key. Whoops. You know, they're transporting me out, you know, putting me in a car. I had to go. They'd stay in my house and they'd take things out of there that I've never to this day seen again. Nothing they took that day has ever been returned. I had a letter that I could get it from them. It was in 1999, October 1st, when I had been the poster child for probation. Served 4 years with these pricks. And again, I'll take it. I obviously did. A little broken up about it. So the end result, you'd think would go, you know, it'd go away. You guys would just quit. And no, you haven't. I mean, why do I have to get the Federal Bureau of Investigation to open an investigation on me? Put me through that crap, make my bank think I'm a freaking criminal. They, you know, it's weird, you know, it's like the vultures. And they finally closed my account, by the way, just before any kind of stimulus check would come out. Not that I don't think I would get one, but yeah, credit union, Elko Federal Credit Union, here's a little shout out for them. You know, I've had an account there since I was 13. Yes, I did, I've used it. Am I a good money manager? I don't know, I'm probably not the best. Well, how was the banking? Great if you had money, like anything else, right? It's a service, you need them. You know, and I don't mind taking some. I've never bitched about a bounced check. You know, it's always nice to see if you're gonna cover them. And if you do, great. I mean, after me being 13 years old, you finally this year decide that I'm not going to survive and you guys have all these charges on there that are not what they are, ladies and gentlemen. It's called electronic cash machines. It's another way for them to cash cow you. You know, they ding ding electronically. So you used to have to walk a paper check into a bank and you'd have to get that there. Some, you know, not usually, if the money's in there, it has to be in there. You know, that's where you pull the money out. And that's how commerce works. And then I'll lend anybody, you know, a chicken or something or food or whatever money. But when it comes to how this works, I just don't understand how we keep bleeding with the money and you people are stancing for some reason. I don't get it. Bye-bye. This is Theron Hunt here, Spring Creek, USA, 89815. And tomorrow is a big day for, you know, voting starts here in Nevada. And political is one thing, personal is another. I don't think there's a difference as far as I'm concerned. It's people want to try and separate those between those two. Say, well,
no political talk here. Okay. Well, personal talk. What, you know what, you're political. It's about our country. It's about our communities. It's about our children. It's about everything. It's about our safety. It's about our will to live, because we have a, let's have some fun. Let's have some smiles. Let's, something I'll never forget, that in prosperity, your friends, they all know you. In adversity, you know who your friends are. And all you business owners out there, that whether you're struggling now or were, or maybe not, some of you didn't, but the ones that have or lost your businesses, remember one thing. This is how they did this to us, did this to you. I was kind of fortunate. I didn't have a business open or running. So you guys run your own, but I'll say this. They are showing you who your friends are, and they are doing it in a way that I don't know if you realize. When they shut this down, because they knew when they released that virus, they knew what was coming. And they knew that if our president had not done that, I mean, they didn't leave him much choice, and it had to be done. Are we glad we did it? I'm not. I mean, all the things we've learned, but here's they did pull it off, and they managed to, pull the bottom out of everything, out of everybody. I mean, first time in my lifetime, and never think it'll, I don't think it'll ever happen again. Our system, there's old movies out there, where just things, Twilight Zone, everything stopped. I mean, if you're transferring large amounts of money, hey, hang on a second. Everything stopped. Yeah, there was essential services. We saw how those got picked. But now they're showing you all these businesses that are closed and not coming back. They're making a statement. And have we tried to bring them back? Sure. What does he want to do? Roll it back. He wants to put the pressure on. He wants to, keep at the narrative of the mask and control. And here's the problem. Too many people are, I'm telling you now, and I want you to tell your friends that, for them, yeah, if your business is not going to succeed, then guess what? You didn't have enough, support. Well, or a good enough product. I don't know. But I can tell you this. They've thrown it in our faces. They've destroyed it and said, pick up the pieces. And good luck with that, because we're not helping. You don't see the unemployment being taken care of. You don't see the stimulus checks being taken. Holding that money back. I mean, the stimulus check thing was a great thing. I didn't get one, but I know that it's what it was for. And people, some people said I sent it back. I said, why? That has a purpose. It's not the fact that, free money. Yes, it is. It is, money. When I say this, okay, it's money out of our, whether it be treasury with Mnuchin. But it has to be paid back. Well, sure it does. But look what it's done. It's allowed us to survive. And now I say us to survive. If there's hungry people out there, I'll say it again. There's ways to get fed. And if you don't know that avenue, call me personally, 775-934-0725. Tell me what city you're in. Here, we'll get you fed. They can't claim that people are starving unless they – if they are, please, I'd like to know, because – that can't go on in our country. And if our president knew that it was, it wouldn't be. Trust me, I'll guarantee that. Most of you should know that. But when it gets down to the businesses, we've got manufacturing coming. We've got so many wonderful things coming for our country. All the choices, because of what you can do. Want to run a business, work for a business, work with friends in a business, learn, just there's all kinds of great things coming. Again, I'll say it again, over and over again, that President Donald Trump, he is amazing. And I think you guys are realizing that. And it's all coming back. It's coming back. But it's going to require some change, some serious, tear it down and rebuild it. And I'm not out looking to cut the throats of the liberal elite swamp scum, because they're gonna quit this, and they're going to turn in their weapons and probably plea out. I think that'd be the best thing for them to do, because what they've done is they've committed crimes. I realize what we see with our president, them attacking him, attacking him, and all these rules that are broken, all the people that did the, everything that's been done to him, done to our country, done to other countries. You know, this people, here is 4 years later, and nobody's gone to jail. Well, I've been telling my community here for over 4 years that what the serious problems were, and nobody steps up. And what I mean by nobody is the law, the people that are, you know, supposed to be elected or, you know, voted into a position. You're kind of appointed around here. It's that nepotism thing, or it's not even that. It's just the corruption. The fact that, you know, the board members are appointed and then they appoint the general manager and president. I mean, she doesn't do either one. Well, she probably does the presidential thing a little better than she does the general manager, because she doesn't manage for shit, but she does treat all the you know, swampers around here pretty good. It's kind of presidential. That's what they do. And good for you. There's people that want to golf up there that don't care for your little society and don't care for your thieving and don't care for your lies and doesn't. And same thing with the county. Nobody cares anymore. You guys are old news. You're not going to, you know, keep tapping into that money. You know, I can't wait to see the retirement system, how many dead people are still getting those checks. But you're all gonna have to make a choice. And who am I? I'm just a messenger. I did do some investigative work and I had to turn it in, or I had to convince our Lord's grand jury. I had to convince them I had enough proof. And I was surprised to find out you guys provided all the proof, and easily. And that's why it's in his hands. And I guarantee you, justice, you live in a nation of laws. And those laws are to be abided by. And as hard as they try to sour that and turn that upside down, I'll never understand. It was funny to me. Defund the police. Really? Just because your city's broke, because you stole everything, and you want to defund the police, and you're how would I say, developing Antifa? So, you know, guys, you have no place in this country. But I'm going to cut it here, probably do some editing. Just that something's too funny to me. You guys don't get it. Just don't forget, prosperity, your friends all knew you. Adversity, you're going to know who your friends are. And maybe you can share a sale if that's what's important to you. But I'd be talking to the, I'd be putting my deposition together. Do it like I do. Just talk in your phone and record it. And you can send it to me. I promise not to publish it in more than 20 places. God bless our president. God bless a sense of humor. It's nice to, I think it's coming back. I don't know. See, you've taken everything from everybody. You should be taking our humor. It's kind of screwed up, assholes. Thank you, Lord. Amen.